Galactic Green.
This is the first tea we have created due to a hashtag. Yes, you heard that right. A hashtag. One of my mutuals on Twitter, and a fellow Spoonie at boot, kept sending out tweets with the 365T's hashtag. I initially assumed it was a specific company and had not investigated. I kept meaning to check. But as I am a small business owner, which translates as burning the candle at both ends and in the middle, sometimes things like poke a hashtag get set aside for long periods of time. After a chunk of time seeing it pop up in my timeline, I realized that it couldn't be a brand of tea. Some of the tweets involved pictures, and they indicated that the hashtag was being used for many brands of tea, and sometimes the brand wasn't mentioned. So I finally did the smart thing and asked what it was all about. She explained, "It is a hashtag for people who love tea." Of course, I immediately went and semi-stalked the hashtag, wandering through it, poking things, asking questions, and generally enjoying the expressions of tea as an intrinsic part of life. I also discovered that there's a tea-off happening amongst the people who use the hashtag. This sounded pretty neat, and I figured it might be a way to discover new types of tea to use as foundational ingredients. I hadn't expected this to provoke a tea, which was probably a bit goofy of me, since we've had teas inspired by everything from lines in a book or show to candy bars to music to... you get the idea. The week I started looking at the hashtag, the contest was between Sencha and raspberry green tea. Sencha I had had and enjoyed. It used to be our standard general green tea. But raspberry green, I'd never had it. Which, of course, also meant we didn't have one. So, in order to participate in the tea-off, I blended a test batch, and both Mr. T and I thought it was lovely. Frankly, it fell into the "why haven't I already made this?" category from conception, but became more so as we reveled in the taste. The name came from one of the random bits of data I have collected over my life. Savoring the second cup and thinking about a name for the tea, I remembered that our galaxy tastes of raspberries. If I ever manage to get the smell and taste of rum into a tea, this one will probably have a companion. Now for the basic information. Galactic Green contains high mountain green tea and freeze-dried raspberries, all organic, of course. A batch weighs in at 1.8 ounces and will make 25 to 30 servings of tea. You can purchase it as loose tea or made into tea bags. We offer the loose tea in a 5-serving sample tin or in one of our Tintai bags. We offer the tea bag singly, as a 5-tea bag sample, and as a full batch in one of our Tintai bags. It is available in both our personal shop and our Etsy store.